Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so I said there was some breaking news in college football. First, Central Michigan has been handed down some penalties from the NCAA for Connor Stallion's presence on their sidelines for a game against Michigan State. Agreed upon penalties, 2 years probation for CMU, which I don't, it says nothing about any postseason bans or anything like that. A $30,000 fine plus 1% of the football budget, and Jim McElwain, who's the name that most people know, gets a 2-year show cause and will have to sit out some games if he does come back at any point there. So that is that, and some other staffers got some show cause stuff. And now everybody is reporting something that was rumored. Matt Rhule gets a new contract at Nebraska. So this is, we talked about people playing defense.
So they're hoping that Penn State doesn't come calling.
Yeah.
So he gets an extension? Or they redo his contract?
They're extending him, it says here. Let's see if I can find any details. 2-year extension with Nebraska.
A 2-year extension. Okay.
Yep. So.
But I'm assuming he's already there for several more years, and it's 2 years in addition to that. Doesn't sound like that's it's a big thing to keep him away or keep other schools from knocking.
I mean, I would assume that that's the only reason Nebraska would do it.
I wouldn't knock that loud on his door anyway, would you?
Nope.
I mean, Nebraska, they've taken their chances, right? They've taken their shots with guys that were, you know, proven at other places, and they just haven't done it at Nebraska, which seems odd.
Yeah, look, I'm not...
Scott Frost was very good at Central Florida.
I'm not a huge Matt Rhule guy, but I try not, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm not burying him either. If I were a Nebraska fan, I'd probably be a little lukewarm towards him, but I'd also be growing awfully impatient if I were a Nebraska fan, because it feels like they've been spinning their wheels for a long time.
Well, they have a 19, 20-year-old quarterback they're working with, a true sophomore that is supposed to be great, and he shows flashes. I just wish he weren't such a cosplayer. But
here's the other thing. If I were a Penn State fan, I'd be like, fine. Do you know who's become the favorite now to land the Penn State job?
No.
Louisville's Jeff Brohm.
What?
Yep. Followed by Brett McMurphy has this. Jeff Brohm is the new favorite at 40% Penn State's to be Penn State's next coach. This is, he's citing Calshy, which is some sort of trading site. Ohio State's Brian Hartline, 29%. Missouri's Eli Drinkwitz, 17%. Iowa State's Matt Campbell, 14%.
First of all, a lot of those names, I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. Those are for Penn State's job?
Yep.
So if you believe that. If you believe that that's the reporting, that Jeff Brohm, the former Purdue coach.
Yeah.
And current Louisville coach, that he is the front runner. and that these other names are also Rands, and that in Brian Hartline, the offensive coordinator at Ohio State, who has never been a head coach, and for all intents and purposes, he's a heck of a wide receivers coach, but you know what? I don't know if there's anything else that leads you to believe he's going to be a great coach.
Hartline is, I mean, he's their OC this year, right? This is his first year.
He's intriguing. But he hasn't coached. So my point, I guess, is going to be, is Penn State a great job?
I would think so.
I would think so, too. And yet you're talking about...
You're underwhelmed by this group
of
candidates.
Completely underwhelmed.
Who does the governor want to be the head coach?
I was about to say, we haven't heard from the Pennsylvania governor.
John Shapiro, is that the governor?
Yeah, I don't know why Matt Rhule was like, I feel like Nebraska, you didn't need to do that, right? Like, why did they? I know there was the rumors and connections, but that doesn't mean that he's going to go there. Or
Matt Rhule's going to breathe in. Like, woo! I'm staying for a little bit. All right. How about you, Patrick? I mean, Dylan.
Yeah, Rhule might want to cosplay Andy Reid to keep it.
We want to gain some weight and grow a mustache.
The other thing I saw is this, and this is really interesting. A U.S. congressman from Washington named Michael Baumgartner has introduced a bill that would provide a limited antitrust exemption to cap college football coaching salaries. The cap, as a condition of participating in federal student aid programs, institutions agree to limit total compensation for any athletic department employee to 10 times the institution's tuition and required fees for first-time, full-time undergraduate students. In the most recent year, no loopholes. So if you take federal money at your university, they want to say you can't spend more than 10 times what tuition is. Now, is that in-state? Is that out-of-state? I mean, it makes a huge difference, but let's just go with a number. The $70,000 tuition and fees and boarding, room and board and all that, that would cap coaches' salaries at $700,000. And what it is a reaction to all of the wasted money.
What was
money.
The percentage?
It's 10%. So if it's $70,000 to go to school there, the most athletic department employee can make is $700,000. Because they see it as a direct wasting of money for institutions that are supported by federal funds. All that does is send all the good coaches to private schools, right?
Yeah, I'm going to need Congress to stay the hell out of affairs with the NCAA right now until they get back to work themselves.
Mm. Valid.
Just shut up. And how about you get
way
the
more
government.
Important things need to be taken
let's,
care of?
Let's take care of getting people back to work and doing their jobs and swearing in people, and let's work on, healthcare and all
bigger,
these other things.
Issues.
There are so many bigger issues. I get really, really annoyed when they start dipping their toe in. You know, like they say, hey, we want to talk to Andrew Silver. Shut up. Not yet. You can talk to him at some point, but not right now. The NBA, because of the gambling stuff. You have no business talking to anybody right now other than each other and figuring out what's best for the country. So stay out of it.
Now.
And this idea is preposterous. Absolutely preposterous.
You don't like it?
No. No.
I got to tell
and
you.
And particularly not when the government is indiscriminately deciding to pull funding from universities, too. No.
True. You know what's amazing, though? It's amazing. Everybody is saying in college athletics that there's going to be a recoil effect, that we won't see contracts and buyouts like this in the future. But this reminds me, it reminds me so much of Major League Baseball, where when you're in a bidding war for a candidate, a hot candidate, you can't. Tell people, you can't say that people aren't going to keep bidding. They're just going to keep handing out these contracts. I think it's a complete fairy tale that there'll be a recoil. They're going to stop doing these contracts. I don't believe that at all. 248-539-9797, Josh and Warren. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. Hey. Well, I kind of disagree with that, Doug, because I think it's going to be like the old NFL rookie cap where, remember when rookies would come in making $100 million, never playing a snap? And then the NFL was like, no, we're changing that. And I think that's what's going to happen with college with these coaches is they're going to end up putting a cap on these coaches, or they're only going to sign them to probably 1 or 2 year deals. Because you look at Jonathan Smith's situation, he just signed a contract and they already want to get rid of him. So why are schools going to start signing long-term deals in the future when it's win now, when we can go buy a player or buy players and move on from a coach? You know,
well, there's a lot there, like, Josh. Obviously, the difference between a player that's drafted is they're not being bid upon. Coaches are being bid upon by different institutions. A player that's drafted has one team that they can negotiate with. So the league could put a rookie salary cap in place because they weren't limiting the bidding for somebody who is an open employee. Coach is. But you do bring up something that I wonder what institution's going to say. To hell with the coach. We don't even care. All of our money's going to players. We'll just go higher. We'll bump up the credit system.
Because you look at what UCLA did. I mean, they fired their coach, and then they got this wonder kid that everybody loves. And you know, are you going to go like the McVay route where you're getting these young guys, or, you know, on these short, you can get them cheaper, and then maybe in the future they get paid if they do something? I just feel it's going to be a big, big recoil, and you're not going to get paid for what you're going to do. You might get paid in the future if you win, because I feel like Brian Kelly making all this money. What did Brian Kelly honestly win to deserve that money? Outside of making it to games, but then got embarrassed.
He made it to the college football playoff twice.
I mean, he built up his resume to the point where it was good enough for some university to come and give him a ridiculous amount of money. Same thing with James Franklin. And it happens. I mean, you're worth what you're getting paid, right? Or what somebody's willing to pay for.
Some school is going to just bump up a GA to head coach and pour millions into their roster and see if that works.
In the UCLA situation, it doesn't matter because UCLA is going to hire a coach, and the coach is going to make like at least $5 million a year.
Carson Anderson, 97.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, Gator. I want to see how much you want this free agent.
Okay.
Said you want him. This guy Gator coveted. How much do you want him? We'll get to that today at 12:50.
Oh.
Yep. First, Dan Campbell.
Oh, 3 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. Jameson Williams has been a hot topic this week, it seems, amongst the callers and the listeners. It sounds as though he's going to get more opportunities moving forward. It's hard. It's so hard when you're the Lions and you got so many weapons and you're putting up 30 points a game, but you also want to maximize your assets to get the most out of them. It's a topic came up with Dan Campbell. Here's what he had to say to our morning show yesterday about Jamo's role on this team moving forward.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.